Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know.
What? Did the dog fart?
No. You'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about
that. It's often about that. Did he fart?
I don't.
If you don't know, then he didn't.
I think I maybe thought of a fart.
No, if he, what?
Like, I thought I smelled a fart, but I don't smell it.
You smelled the front end of it, but the back end never came?
I think I smelled a fart in my mind, but not in my nose.
What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, this week we talk about...
No.
Nothing Day.
What the hell are you talking about?
Chronicles of Narnia. We talk about God and Jesus.
We do talk about God and Jesus. Well, we talk about Jesus.
And we talk about Greek gods.
We talk about gods and Jesus.
We talk about gods and Jesus.
Yeah. We are...
And so, Turkish D.
Turkish D, bro. Hey, here's the thing. You ever had a Turkish delight? We'll talk about it in the episode. We don't talk about how they taste, which is bad.
Nasty.
They taste bad.
Anyway, we love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hit it, girl.
Mama. He said,
It started out as a feeling, which then grew into a hope, then went to a quiet thought, which then turned into a quiet.
The sweetest lyric of all time is I'll come back
when you call me. Here's what I wonder about things like that. Like I know they get hired like that. She wrote that for the Narnia movie. And I wonder about the process.
She wrote that for the Narnia movie?
Uh-huh.
She didn't just write that from her heart?
Well, this is what I'm asking.
Okay.
How much of it is like, here's the assignment, here's the story. Do they get to see an early cut? How does it go?
Well, for Narnia specifically, she wouldn't have to see an early cut because she could read the book.
Bro.
And to know, I have no idea how Regina Spektor's sort of
process
goes. But
she strikes me as a person who wakes up and goes, got it. And then she hops over to the piano.
No, she strikes me as the type of person who is
on
like
the radio. Uh-oh.
No, she strikes me as the type of genius who's like, well, the story is ultimately about sacrifice and love in choosing the other, which reminds me of the Industrial Revolution.
No, totally.
And, something
totally,
and then
totally,
it's
totally.
Like, and then it's some winding road back to like the original theme. But the way she got there is like.
She's like, it zaps me back to sort of like,
and then she's like,
the early writings of Plato.
Yeah.
Which then sort of juxtaposing that with
I was recently talking to someone like this, and it's so rare that I'm jealous of other people because I'm like, we all have our hardships and we all have our like beauty and whatever, like life is good.
It's
really
rare
like,
that you're jealous of other people.
I'm jealous of like little things, like, oh, I wish I had
a car.
I wish I was in Hawaii right now or whatever. I wish I had a car.
I wish I had a house.
No, that I get jealous of. But I'm saying like you as a person, I would rather be you than me.
That's
rare. And this person I was talking is super rare. This person I was talking to was explaining like his thought process behind how he arrived to a conclusion. And I was like,
"What?
It would be so freaking cool to live in your head for a day.
To ride that brain. Yeah.
Oh, to ride that ride, baby. I mean, I'm sure he's miserable just from being so smart.
Well, here, this is my thing.
I think being smart is hard.
This is why I've arrived to I'm never jealous of anyone in that way to the level of I'm jealous of people all the time where I'm like, cool car, cool guitar.
Wish I had that job.
Wish I had that job. Yeah. Wish I had that opportunity.
Wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller.
Wish I was a baller.
Wish I had a girl I could
something I would call her.
You would definitely call her.
Yeah. Not us not knowing. We just absolutely could have sang that Regina Spektor song by heart and not knowing one of the more famous.
Wish I was a little bit taller. Wish I was a baller. Wish I had a girl in the zone that would call her. But what is it?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. We don't have that kind of producer who has like the monitor.
I literally just had the thought on a normal podcast. The producer would be looking this up and answering the question. I looked over at Grant and he's holding his Nintendo pen and his Bowser journal.
And he's really in thought. He's really deep in thought, which I'm respecting. And I want him to feel...
Dude, I fucked up and didn't bring my computer and that's kind of my job.
That's fine.
No, it's okay. Just journal. That's also your job.
It's all good, brother.
We're just happy you're here.
Maybe I'll get you a little monitor. I was at the thrift, I was at the thrift store the other day.
You guys, I just donated a monitor.
What the fuck?
Well, I asked.
You didn't ask me. We need one at our house.
It's shit. You wouldn't want it.
We need it here.
Well, it's too late.
All right.
We could go buy it from St. Vincent de Paul.
You have an extra monitor?
Yeah, but also like for what?
Lar needs one, but then also we could use one here once we start doing what we're doing.
Don't get started on monitors.
Okay.
Point.
We both were like, don't.
Genuinely, don't get him started.
Here's what I was about to say about jealousy is I'm very rarely like fully, truly, I would switch with you because A, again, coming from like a place of I'm generally happy with what I've got going on, mm-hmm. but also B, secondarily, it takes so long to understand your own ride.
Right.
That to hop into someone else's helicopter, right. I'm not sure I'd understand the controls and I'm not sure I want
you'd go
to.
Crashing.
And like it's a little bit the devil you know. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where
yeah.
I'm like, I'm cool with.
Which is why I do a podcast with you guys and not someone smarter and better.
No, totally get it. No, I totally get it. Okay. Regina Spektor. No, you go.
I was just gonna say, I was sitting, not to get existential with it, but I was sitting in a room talking to that person who I'm referring to who's a genius.
Is Allie loud or is it just because
you just don't like me? That's the problem.
No, I like you. I think there's something about your timbre. But the levels are all the same.
You just don't like me, timbre.
I do this every episode. I go, are the levels the same? And Grant goes, levels are identical. And I go, she's so loud.
I did, you know, never mind.
You turned me down a little.
No, I was going to say...
Say it. You turned me down a little.
I was going to say, I did feel like Allie's yelling today, but I feel like that was maybe going to be like, these boys are against me.
That's your impression of me? These boys are against me?
These boys are against me. These boys are against me.
These boys are against me.
These boys are against me. These boys are against me.
They're trying to quiet my voice.
They're trying to take me away.
These boys are against me.
Anyway, you were about to say, you have a friend who's a genius.
No, but I was just saying, I was sitting in that room as he was speaking, looking around at everybody, and I was like, damn, everybody is experiencing the world through their own lenses. And I don't even just mean like, oh, some people are more forgiving than others, and some people are louder than others, whatever. Like, I'm like, the way with which you synthesize the world could be entirely different than the way I do.
Totally.
Including like maybe brown to me is purple to you and you know that how people talk about like do we all see color the same and whatever.
I am a little colorblind, so yeah.
But not just that, like is what blue is the same for both of us? And furthermore, is what love is or joy is the same for both of us? Or are we completely in our own unique experiences of life? Moving on. You watched Narnia yesterday?
I think it has to be unique because I don't want to spend too much time pontificating. I think it has to be unique because when you talk about love, love is happening with, in relation to other people who also have their own lens.
Right.
So
does anyone see anyone?
Right. Ultimately, what I don't like about this conversation is that it does head towards like a pretty heavy loneliness.
Yeah, loneliness maybe, or there's like a dance, like my way of seeing the world.
Hey, or there's like a dance, Grant.
But I just mean like, instead of being like, oh, I'm the only one who experiences the world this way, it's like, oh, I get to be the one who experiences the world this way.
No,
and
totally.
Every so often it falls in lockstep with the way you experience the world. And that's like a really beautiful serendipity.
Well, and I also think that's what, as I make stuff more as I get older, that's what doing making is. That's what like making art is you have to showcase, you have to get as close to showcasing, here's how I see it, mm-hmm. through whatever medium you're doing. You have to get as close to that as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Rather than what is good or what is popular or what is what's happening. Now, there is art to be made for making money, like when I'm doing stuff for brands. But then there's also stuff that's like you have to that's part of the like, hey, look, we are seeing things differently. Let me throw mine out there, as opposed to me being like, let me do what I think is the right thing to do.
Right.
Because that's when we have fluff.
Yeah. And close and careful observation of a feeling or an idea is meaning making, and art is bringing like merit to that. And that's
and it does combat that big loneliness too, because often people are like, hey, same.
At the very least, I can drive down this road with you.
Yeah.
In this Regina Spektor song. Just because everything's changing doesn't mean it never felt this way before. Wait, the next lyric of this, I just remembered. It just popped into my head and I just remembered that the lyric is crazy.
What?
It's like something just got to know who your friends are as you go off to the war.
Yeah. This is perfect.
All you can do is try to know who your friends are as you go off to the war.
Nope. Here's exactly what I wanted to bring up. Last night, my sister, the other one, and my mother,
Annie,
the only one, and my wife, Andrea, the only one, and my daughter and I watched the 2005 Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Guys, that's so fun. Why didn't you invite me? I'm just kidding. They did invite me.
Here's my question. How do you remember that movie? How do you remember it? Where does it live? Like, what does it evoke for you?
I remember the ice witch really well, and I remember Mr. Tumnus really well.
Okay, and what about them? What's the vibe you get when you think about Mr. Tumnus?
Honestly, I get a vibe of whimsy.
Whimsy? Lightness?
Whimsy, yeah.
Do you remember watching it, Grant?
I remember feeling a darkness watching it.
Okay.
I should watch it again because I remember liking it a lot. And Tumnus was, all I remember is he was like kind of creeping on the girl in a nice way.
In like a non-sexual.
Like observing.
Observing. And then I remember like the final fight scene, and I remember the Turkish Delight.
Yep.
I remember
the Turkish Delight
the
too.
The mothballs in the wardrobe.
Yep.
I remember the scene where Aslan.
A lot of it, actually.
I do remember the crucifixion scene because that's what it is.
Is it straight up?
I remember it being like really heavy.
Yeah.
So here's my takeaway.
Forgot about that. The lion gets killed or whatever.
Yeah. From watching this movie last night, Lauren and I were flat out stressed out for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah.
The movie is dark.
Yeah.
The movie is no fun. The movie is
bad choice after bad choice after heavy choice. Undertones.
Kill, 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 dead, 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 turn to stone, turn to stone, turn to stone.
I think we were allowed to watch it when we were little because it's ultimately the story of Jesus.
To the point at which Lauren and I looked at each other 3/4 of the way through the movie and we said, is this PG-13? And it was full on, it's PG.
Yeah, because
But you watch it, technically they don't show any blood. A lot of people get stabbed, a lot of people get killed, but most of them are being turned to stone. But you're watching it going, this is a dark movie. Like people.
And then
like,
you looked at each other and you said, really all you gotta do is try to know who your friends are as you head off to the war.
Here's also the thing that we forgot is that whole movie opens on, it's World War II. Do you know how that movie starts?
Oh, yeah.
That movie starts with planes flying over London or some part of the UK.
I think it's London.
Bombing.
Yeah.
Bombing the UK.
Yeah.
That's how we start
it's
that
really
movie.
Really sad, you guys.
Is bombs falling. And then Edmund is like supposed to be the bad kid because he goes back into the house when they're all supposed to go to the bunker. This is how we start the movie.
Yeah.
You're all supposed to go to the bunker and they're like, Edmund, why can't you do as you're told? Because he tried to run back into the house to get the only photo of dad they had.
Oh my God.
It's a heavy movie.
It's really stressful.
No, it's
can I say what we're all thinking? Can I say what we're all thinking? And I know this is not why people come to this space, but in an age where people are getting in the street in Minneapolis.
No. No, dude. No, dude.
It's what's happening is
well, okay. Yes. We can say on the record that we don't like what's going on.
But I'm just saying like that stress lives in your chest.
Totally.
And then when you invite we're watching
Chronicles of Narnia. And in this so heavy is my umbrella of this whole thing. And some sort of song will pop out of us at some point, but this we've just been talking
about. Heavy, heavy, heavy is my umbrella of this whole thing.
Yeah. Heavy, heavy, heavy.
Is my umbrella of this whole thing.
It's really heavy. The it's whole thing really is heavy.
The whole thing lately has been kind of really, 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 really heavy.
Really, really it's heavy.
Heavy is my umbrella of this whole thing. Lately, okay. It's been really heavy.
It has. There is, you know, the wolves in Chronicles of Narnia? Yeah. You know what they are? They're a secret police. They're a secret police that the queen goes and sends out people that she deems are traitors. Lauren and I were watching this, our stomach in knots. Our chest is tight.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And then they kill the lion. Of course. They kill the lion.
Right.
They kill the lion. And he's doing like a Jesus thing. Totally. But yeah.
The thing that
I love about this movie, and then we can move on into haikuing and head towards another segment or whatever. The thing that I love about this movie is like a third of the way through the film, Santa just shows up. Do you guys remember this?
Wait, you're making this up.
No, deadass.
you just started.
Deadass.
Santa?
They're like
Claus?
Yes, they're trying to get Edmund back because they go back in and, you know, Edmund's like, I want Turkish lights. And he goes and he talks to the queen and she's like, and, you know, she's doing her thing. He goes back.
What do you think Turkish delights are a metaphor for?
The sin.
Yeah.
Porn. Turkish delights are a metaphor for porn.
That's literally what I was going to say, too.
Bro, that's because we grew up in the church when we grew up in the church.
Yeah, facts.
Specifically.
Keep going.
So he wants to go get some porn from the queen. And they're trying to rescue
him.
From
Tilda Swinton.
They're trying to rescue him from his Tilda Swinton porn addiction.
Yeah.
and so...
Terrifying.
So the beavers are helping them through the wood, right? Mm-hmm. And they all of a sudden think the queen is going to get them. Oh, no. Surprise. It's actually Father Christmas. Who shows up, and you know it's literally Santa, Father Christmas, who gives Peter his sword and gives Lucy her dagger and gives Susan her arrows, her bow and arrow. It literally comes from Santa because
you
like,
remember this because it really sounds like Gabe is making it up.
No, because they're like,
no, I do remember.
They're like,
stuff.
Aslan has come back. And now there hasn't been Christmas for 100 years, but now there's Christmas. And the way that we're doing that is by Santa shows up and gives them weapons.
He's like,
fire,
jingle bells.
Can I say, slash them all to hell.
Literally. Can I say, did mom and Annie walk away from that being like, that movie was totally whimsical?
Well,
or did you have like a group discussion about how it relates to the current?
Well, the movie's 2.5 hours. So by the time it left.
Totally.
And then Lauren and I watched TikToks and went to bed. So we didn't have time to discuss. But obviously when we were doing like secret police and we were doing like traitors of the
leader, guys were both like this.
We were kind of all like eyes wide. Mm. But I think to them, there's a nostalgia. I hadn't seen it in probably the 20 years since it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But to that, there's a nostalgia to that movie.
Yeah.
It does have like a cozy winter feel.
I know,
feel.
That's how Bob feels about that movie.
Yeah, it feels
and
wintry
she reads
and
those
nice.
Books, like she's read the books multiple times.
Totally. And it's an amazing metaphor. It's an amazing allegory for the story of Jesus, obviously, if
Christos.
That's how you roll. And if that's how you roll, it's a really good one. However, heavy, 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 heavy. Will you haiku me so we can move on?
Jesus Christ. Wait, sorry.
That's five.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, sorry.
He came as a lion to give us Turkish.
That was so bad. It was unbelievable. He came as a lion is only six. So you're all already.
Oh, so then I could say Turkish D.
To give us,
I bought myself a cell.
Jesus Christ, wait, sorry. He came as a lion to give us Turkish D.
Is good.
Bad.
It is good.
That is one of our worst.
It's straight up good.
That is one of our worst. Al, do you have things you want to talk about today?
Yeah, could you set the scene?
Yeah, in
it's
what way?
It's extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I know exactly what to do.
About
scorpions and something about Zeus turning into a woman and seducing another woman and then having a baby with her. And we get to observe them for all of the rest of time. That's right. I want to talk about Greek mythology.
Okay. What the fuck just happened? You said it's extraterrestrial. So then I started playing spooky alien music. Then you started singing about
that
Greek
was
mythology.
Not spooky alien music.
It started that way, but then I had to pivot because she started singing. I did this. And then she started doing singing about Greek mythology, which is not extraterrestrial. Okay, go.
I'm talking about space. Aliens, Zeus, sea nymphs, beauty, fins.
One of those things has
bears,
been space.
Planets, twinkle, twinkle, little star. That's right. We're talking about the sky.
Okay.
Okay, so yesterday I didn't plan this. We came up with an idea to do a thing called Nothing Day, which is an event in which we do a series of activities that amount to nothing. Think about an activity that you could do that amounts to nothing. You've learned nothing. You've accomplished nothing.
Checkers.
Sure. So that's something that you could bring to Nothing Day. Grant?
Didn't we learn about each other if we play checkers?
Wow.
Well, you can always find meaning.
Yeah.
But say I want to, okay, so this is what we did with friends. What would, everybody brought an activity that was a nothing activity. What would yours be?
Uno.
Love.
Ooh.
Do you guys want to play
but
a nothing
like,
day?
But I don't like that these have both day? Been games. I want another nothing activity.
Can I give you an example of the nothings that we did yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I've got another one.
So there were like four of us, five
can
of
we
us.
Do, can we nap. Do 20 minutes of laying down?
Wait, I think that's great.
20 minutes breath of laying work. Down. Is breath work too agended or does that fall into nothing?
Okay.
Keep going.
So no. I actually like that you guys are saying this because in my mind, Nothing Day had to have like as little agenda as possible. Some people planned activities for Nothing Day that were like absolutely something, but the something was so darling that you couldn't really critique it because it was like, okay, well, this is technically not Nothing Day in its original vision, but
sure.
You know, it's nice.
But as one of my favorite college professors would say, do what you think I said.
Do what you think I said is totally exactly.
Do what you think I said.
My Nothing Day activity was that I bought 64 pieces of sidewall chalk.
Oh, nice.
And I was like.
And the L was hard in both?
The hard L.
Yeah.
Sidewalk chalk.
Hard L.
And we. And I was like, I'm actually not going to put any restrictions on where and when we do the sidewalk chalk. I just know that at some point today, I'm going to whip out this sidewalk chalk and we're going to hopscotch or, you know,
yep.
Draw a whatever.
Draw a rainbow.
I drew a rainbow.
Double rainbow all the way.
I drew a rainbow.
Yeah.
So mine was sidewalk chalk. Another friend of mine had the idea to like write little notes and like place them around town.
Cute. That is not
a
nothing.
Something. It's a total
that's
something.
A something.
I agree, but it was so sweet that I was like, yeah, let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like the spirit of it, but it's still a little like
okay.
Something.
Another person's activity was three-legged race / wrestling.
Love.
Which was a bunch of nothing. It was it was truly nothing.
Although depending
because
on
the race was stupid too.
Okay, great. Well, depending on how the wrestling goes, it could be something.
It could be something. Totally. And it could turn into something.
Did people wear fits?
No, everyone was just normal. I mean, I'm telling you, there was only five of us. This was a really disorganized
I love it.
Environment. But
well, it couldn't be too organized or it would be something.
Exactly. Exactly. And every time someone was like, Allie, what time are we doing X? I was like, chill.
Who knows?
It's nothing. It's nothing.
None of it's anything.
And we did go to dinner, which was something. But you girls got to eat.
Girls got to eat.
So
2026, girl, cook something.
Girl, cook something.
2026. Boys have more whimsy. 2026, Piper, put your shoes on. And also, as we learned last week, Allie said, 2026, girl, cook something, unless you got someone else there. And if he's a man, make him cook something and make him draw you a bath.
Say that, boys.
Say that.
So
2026 new set. Hey, if you're not watching on YouTube, you're crazy.
If you're not watching on YouTube, you've lost your mind.
Why are you censoring yourself? First of all, because I watched your mouth say Piper. Dang.
I'm worried.
I watched your mouth say dang as you censored yourself.
I'm worried about Piper.
Piper,
if Piper's listening, I just am worried.
If Piper's almost 60 episodes in, it's too late.
She's heard us say the F word.
It's too late. She's heard us say the F word.
So the last activity of Nothing Day, which I would argue was so something, it was crazy, and in fact, it was so awesome, was one of my friends made us all go in a bedroom of her house. She moved all the furniture out of the, while we were all in the bedroom, just like chatting and whatever. Mm-hmm. She moved all the furniture out of the middle of the room, mm-hmm. set up this big pile of pillows and this projector, and projected like the night sky onto the ceiling of her living room.
Sick. But what day was it and what latitude and longitude was
it? So it was the winter sky. It was the winter stars.
The winter stars that we would see above Los Angeles or the winter stars that we would see above another
city? So I actually had a lot of questions about this because I'm like, why can I always see Little Dippa, Big Dippa? If the stars change for the seasons, and she's like, well, some of the stars are like there and some of the stars are like there, you know?
No,
some of the stars go like, and some stars are like.
And so remember you were talking about your friend who's like a super genius and you'd love to ride that ride?
Yeah.
Me hearing you describe your friend say some are there and some are there. I'm looking at that ride going, I'm good.
I'm going to, y'all I'm stay good. Safe.
You guys go ahead. And
Little Dipper, Big Dipper. Little Dipper, Big Dipper. Hey, hey, Little Dipper, Big Dipper.
Little Dipper, Big Dipper. Little Dipper, Big Dipper. Little Dipper, Big Dipper.
One's little, one's big.
Dipper, big, 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 big.
Dig, dig, bipper. Dig, bipper, little dipper.
When you're falling in love, are you little or big dipper in your love? Grant?
Usually big, but if I'm feeling small, I'll be little dipper.
Oh. Hey, I come with Big Dippa energy.
Wow. Great. Wait. You were right. We needed that energetically.
Big Dippa energy.
Big Dipper energy. You can always see me. You can always see me. Big Dipper energy.
Yeah.
You They'll can see like, me. You I can catch me all year long.
You're like, I don't know what it is about Gabe lately, but he's had some real Big Dippa energy.
He's got some Big Dippa energy.
Gabe, I need a haiku, but
wait, I'm not finished telling my story.
keep it going though, because we are running long.
Oh, okay. So we all lay in the middle of her living room with our heads together.
Yeah.
And she took a laser pointer and taught us about the constellations. And then after she told us like the Greek mythology behind each of the constellations, we all went outside and found them in our actual night sky.
That's
with the laser pointer, which by the way. Went to space?
No, totally.
I was like, oh my God. And then as she's pointing the laser pointer up to the night sky, I put my hand in the light and it dispersed the light. It like sprayed in my face, the light did. And it sprayed in everybody else's faces too. Everybody's, wow. Gah. Is it illegal to laser point into somebody's apartment?
I don't know, but I don't. There's so many things that just happened in the last 20 seconds. Number one, I would like to address that's totally something. Could not be further from nothing.
I know. Learning, it was something. It was so something.
It's learning in the learning space and then taking it out into the real world space. There's so many steps of that.
It was spectacularly something, but it was so. It was like. Yeah,
This is
Saturday night.
Well, and baby. I know there are some lasers that are illegal because they mess with planes.
Okay, this laser, I know that she got on Amazon.com.
Heard of it?
I'm telling you, it went to the moon. This laser, if someone was sitting on the moon, they all of a sudden were like, "What? What's that green dot?"
Try to do nothing. It's harder than you think. Bro.
No.
Often it's something.
Wow. Wow.
Because it landed well, can I get it away did, with the bro?
No, that was good.
Okay.
That was good. And it wasn't at nothing. The very end.
Try to do nothing. It's harder than you think, bro. Often it's something.
No, that's so true. We actually spent the whole day doing something. But Nothing Day was a huge success.
Okay. Each and every week you guys send us a voice memo of a problem you're having. And we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music.
Or just music.
Or at the very least, music. This one comes in from our friend Becca, who I don't know if she says where she's from, but we can just make it up.
Becca from somewhere.
And Al, you're going to love the beginning of this one, I'm pretty sure, if it's the one I'm thinking of.
If she's on my side, do you think? Yeah.
Hello, Allie first.
Oh my God.
And Gabe and Grant.
Thank you so much.
Do you need a second to, do you need a second to take that in?
I knew. Well, here's the thing. I know that the girls are for the girls always. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Becca, for that display of allyship. But I already knew.
Okay.
Hello, Allie first and Gabe and Grant. My name is Becca. I'm a day one listener. I love you guys so much.
My God.
My problem is that I have been trying to do a no fast food month, both for budgetary reasons mm-hmm. and for healthitary reasons. Mm-hmm. And I, my issue is that every time I'm inconvenienced, I'm like, ugh, now I deserve a cheeseburger from McDonald's or whatever.
Yeah. Bro.
That's so classic.
And so I tried in October and November, and now it's December 3rd.
We're late,
and on December 1st, I was like, this time I'm doing it. And yesterday I lost my wallet at the library. And I found it, but because of the stress, I was like, gotta order Domino's now. And I just need your help in figuring out how to stick to a no fast food month because I made it exactly 2 days this time. So if you could help me out, that would be so wonderful. Thanks. Love you. Bye.
This does feel like it heads towards Grant's territory.
No, I was just going to say, and this may surprise you, I'm going to keep it so real. I don't have a solution here.
I do.
What?
I do.
I also struggle with this.
Okay.
I do.
I deserve a breakfast burrito. I deserve a Taco Bell taco.
Yeah.
It's not.
And I'm going to keep it real. I can't help myself.
The ticket is not that you don't deserve those things. The ticket is that you deserve better.
Oh, shit.
And there's only one thing that could
Becca.
Keep you.
Oh, keep going.
There's only one thing that could keep you from better. And there's only one thing that can get you there. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, spite.
Yeah, Becca. You can do it. You can do it. You deserve much better. Yeah.
Becca. You're a queen girl.
Hold on, I'm not sure you're hearing my key. Becca. Becca.
Becca. You're a queen girl.
Yeah, sorry. This is
you deserve
here.
Caviar and other awesome stuff.
Agree.
But more importantly, just remember that those fast food restaurants are probably all owned and run by men.
Oh, they're definitely owned and run by men.
Who are taking your money?
Who are taking your money, girl?
So just get angry, girl.
And also, try to remember that when you fall off, it doesn't mean that the whole month is done. It means that you just fell off that one time and you can hop back on. Often I fall out of my workout routine and I have to go through this whole mental thing where I'm like, hey, am I just kind of done exercising in that way? Did I lose my fall off? I sort of fell off the wagon and now I can't really get back on and catch a routine. But then you just have to get back in it. And if you have like a month where you've only done it like 10 times instead of 20 times, that's a win. It's a little bit like vegan plus bacon. Because it's really hard to do it consistently.
Or just get angry, girl.
Get angry at men, because they're the ones who own those
get
restaurants.
Get angry, girl. Get angry at men.
Because they're the ones.
Corporations.
Yeah, fuck the corporations. And fuck the men who run them. Don't give them your money. Just stay at home and have a different kind of treat.
And it's make it yourself to
and
support
make it yourself.
Because
this is the year where we say, girl, cook something and don't let the men cook you.
And actually that goes for the government as well.
The government as well. Becca, dude, that shit's actually so hard.
Just remember
that shit's actually so hard.
Just remember that every time
king of treats, dude. Ooh,
just remember that every time you treat yourself in this way, some asshole's bank account goes cha-chang.
They go cha-chang.
And they say, look at how talented I am at getting the American people addicted to my food.
Addicted to what I sell. Addicted to giving me money.
I really liked budgetary and healthitary.
Dude, healthitary is fire. Budgetary and healthitary.
You know what also, this is like, I know we're not actually supposed to be giving real advice, but the other thing is like romanticizing homemade.
Ooh.
Like being like, I get to spend.
Which is part of Girl Cook Something, bro. It is truly like when you're like, oh, like I made my coffee station at home and I'm dialing in my coffee station.
Yeah.
And that is making me feel like the $5.50 I spend when I get a cortado, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh,
I made a perfect coffee station at home. And now it's making me, to your point, it's infusing spite into the things that I don't want anyway.
Yeah, good, but down with the corporations, up with, y'all know about bread makers?
Totally.
Becca, you should buy a bread maker. It sits on the desktop and you just put in the ingredients and you press a button and it kneads it and proofs it and kneads it again and then it bakes it. No lie, you put in flour and then you get a loaf of bread and it's just sitting on your countertop and then you get fresh homemade bread.
And friends.
And everybody you know is like, oh my God, you made this bread. And you're like, yeah, I just whipped it up this afternoon. But really, it actually took you like 4 American seconds to do your part in the bread maker scenario. And then when you pull it out and you cut it open, it's hot, fresh bread. You don't have to feel weird about eating half a loaf of bread because you made it and you know there's no preservatives.
Grant, how are we doing on time?
And you put honey and butter on it and there's no preservatives.
Grant, how are we doing on time? Where are we at?
37 minutes.
And think about the... Think about the preservatives in Jack in the Box.
Okay. I've been thinking this week just about how...
Girl, get a bread maker.
About how grateful I am to have Allie as a sister. And just like, we've been talking a lot about other people's perspectives and how it's like so...
Like we do every week, but this time you might not be sure who will win. We're gonna rank the brothers, rank them 1 and 2. You'll never know who will inevitably win. Yo, I kind of shredded there. Did you hear that? Admit, I kind of shredded.
No, you did kind of shred. It hit that part of your voice that's crusty, which I really appreciate. Anytime someone's riding the crust singing, I will say, too long. You did shred.
It's because I was shredding, though.
Too long.
I could feel I was in the pocket. I had to keep going.
No, I understand. That's a good key for you.
Okay, the new...
Just so you know, F sharp.
That's pretty good, right?
No, I mean the key.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you meant I hit a certain note. When I say usually grind, that was full belt. What was that?
You don't need to know. Keep going.
Okay. The winner this week is actually Gabe.
Why?
Because this morning.
Well, I needed to have a reason. I can't just win the award. Tell me why I won the award.
Why are you surprised?
Well, because Gabe hosted dinner 2 days ago and was very kind and accommodating. In his new home, no less.
At one point, Grant walked up to me. I was in the kitchen cleaning the dishes, and Grant walked up to me and said, if some decaf coffee appeared, that would be my girlfriend. I would like that.
Okay, and I said, period.
Yeah, I got you, bro. No worries.
You said, period. I'm the host.
I pulled out that.
So one, you hosted and you did a great job. And two, we got here early and built this couch together, and you sat and listened to my friend's drama with me. She was on the phone.
Yeah, there was drama. Allie's friend was filling Allie in. What a shout out.
We'll say it. Janae.
Shout out Janae was filling Allie in on some dating drama, which we won't dish here. But let me say, it was juicy couture.
Juicy couture. We could do a whole nother podcast about drama that's not our own that is revealed to us.
Hey, can you hit us in the comments and say, if we started a Patreon, would you join? We're thinking about starting a Patreon. Would you join?
If three or more people would join our Patreon, that helps. That would pay for our coffee.
That would pay for our coffee every episode. No, dead ass. We're thinking about rolling out some stuff. Again, you noticed new set, 2026, new set. We're rolling out. We're headed towards more guests. I know we keep teasing it, but it's happening.
Can I say something? This is a Floyd couch.
Yeah. Shout out Floyd. They don't sponsor us, but they could.
This is a Floyd couch that we're sitting on.
Made in Detroit, just like us. Okay.
How many podcasters do you know are on a Floyd couch?
Just one.
Just
two.
One.
Well, two, but just two. One podcast.
Just two, and that's us.
Hey. Here's the thing. Yeah. I'm honored to have won. I need you to come back. I need you to come back to planet Earth, and I also think that it's time to head towards this. Grant. It's Grant's journal.
Sterling silver.
If this is your first episode, good luck.
I kind of hit those woo-woo-woos for real, bro.
You kind of hit them woo-woo-woos
for real. Yeah, we're singing today, bro.
We do need to bring up the...
We should start singing on this podcast like real shred. Really shredding.
Bruno don't Mars song does he do the woo woo woos?
Oh, it's
every single one. No. He just came out with a new one where he says woo woo woo. I'm not kidding. His new single. His new single.
Woo 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 woo. That's our favorite.
His new single, Grant, has woo 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 in the background. I meant to send it to you and be like, woo woo woo. He stays woo woo woo.
The woo woos be hitting, bro.
The woo woos do be hitting.
It's way better than Na Na Na.
That's Silk Sonic, by the way.
Yeah, it is. What's our favorite? It's way better than Na Na Na.
Well, Na 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 has a little too, it's a little too like at you. Nah. It's a little too like Na Na. Like you have to join.
The reason you like.
But woo, 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 woo. That's for me, bro.
But a little, but also for the listener, prior to Bruno Mars making woo, woo, woo a famous thing, woo 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 has been in Grant's heart forever. Like prior to us discovering that Bruno Mars was doing that, Grant was walking around being
my tick for a while.
Yeah. I think the riff that Grant is singing is an Anderson .Paak riff from Silk Sonic.
We should rank rank like Na Na versus woo woo versus
sounds.
Whatever. What would you call those?
Ad-lib.
Yeah.
Ad-lib sort of scat sounds. Wait, why would we wait? Let's do it real quick.
Because what about my...
Okay. Woo-woo number one. We're coming to it. Woo-woo number one. Nana, I do think, is at the bottom. Doot-doot. Where does doot-doot fall
Where
for
does skitty-keep-pop-pop fall?
That is too advanced. We're keeping it simple. Do-do-do-do-do-do versus whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa-whoa. Dude, woo-woo rips.
It's the best.
It feels better
it's
coming
out. It's number one.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. What about a classic? Yeah,
goes up high.
I'm keeping
for me.
The same riff just so we can compare vowels.
Yeah, is better than
good.
So we got whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. And then we got doo doo or nana.
Nana's the lowest in my mind.
I've never heard doo doo outside
do,
of you. I guess.
Na 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 na.
Do people go doo doo doo? People go doo doo doo.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
oh,
I have
and what about and what about. La 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 la.
I don't like la-las. Wait,
Grant, do your journal, and then I have a story to tell you of something that happened to me yesterday. It's really short.
Hey.
Go ahead, Grant.
Grant, journal.
I was watching UFC yesterday, and I was thinking about how that really is just like modern, like Roman Coliseum gladiator fights.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Like all the celebrities and politicians mm-hmm. totally. Are there.
There's something like, really like.
There's something odd about politicians being there.
Yeah.
It makes it go Hunger Games.
Celebrities, I'm cool with. Whatever. Y'all spend your money. Y'all are entertainers. This is entertainment. Totally fine. But there's something about this form of entertainment. Maybe because initially I don't see it. I know that it's an art form and I know that it's a studied thing. But to me, it's more, I just don't know it as well. So it doesn't feel as like art as other forms that are in tank. Keep going, Greg.
Can I Fibermax too hard?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
You be farting.
Will you promise not to clip this? Because last time I talked about a poop being in my bed,
you told me I could clip it and you even picked the clip.
It went kind of crazy with it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So
the only things that go crazy on this show are you ranting about men.
When we were younger, Mom used to buy Fiber One bars from Sam's Club.
Uh-huh.
And if I had a Fiber One bar in the morning or the afternoon or whatever.
Bra-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Like to the degree where I was like, I can no longer have these Fiber One bars.
I'm sorry, Al. Was it woo, 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 na-na-na-na or bra-ta-ta-ta?
It was like. Truthfully, it was closer to woo 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 than anything else.
No way,
because
bro.
It's more about what's going on in my stomach than what's bratata.
Woo 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 woo. Okay, yes, you probably can Fibermax too much.
How would you describe colors to someone born blind?
This is what we were talking about earlier.
Whoa. Sort of.
Whoa.
Okay, we can come back to that, but I'm sure you guys have heard this rhetoric online, and me and my girlfriend have been talking about it a lot. But I heard someone say, if you want a village, you have to be a villager.
Uh-huh.
And I really like that.
Like
and
emphasizing the inconvenience of community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think we need to add to our 2026 year of 2026 is the year of being a villager.
Can you expand on that a little more? I think I know what you mean, but keep going.
Like, if you want a community, you have to be doing the community things.
You have like, to show like up.
Showing, up, showing up for your friends and being, if you want, it's obvious, like, but if you want that to happen to you, you need to be doing that as well to other people.
Yeah.
But that's great. We've been discussing, we've been talking about villager activities. Like, oh, that was a villager activity. Like sacrificed or...
Yeah.
Like helping a friend move is a big obvious one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or actually showing up to hang out with your friends.
Going to a birthday party that you don't necessarily feel like going to.
No, totally.
Like a little bit of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, great. 2026.
Grant's journal's getting more profound over
more
time.
More and more robust.
Haven't you noticed that? It used to, remember the first one where it said... What did it say? Football?
Oh, yeah.
You said like, dude, or something.
Dude, and then an empty bullet point. Like, this is going crazy.
I do think Grant's journal is expanding in the way that we would hope it would expand.
It's expanding in the way.
Friends, thank you for listening.
We would hope it would expand.
To today's episode.
Grant's mind and his heart.
Thank you for checking us out on YouTube.
Along with his journal entries.
We're so thankful that you watch and listen.
It's expanding in the
but we are hoping that you start to watch a little more.
God, will you just watch?
Here's it's honestly, hey, Adoits, here's honestly why we would like you guys to watch. It helps our show. The more that people are watching it on YouTube, here's a little back end. The more that people are watching it on YouTube, the more we have an opportunity to monetize the show to keep it going longer and to help pay for keeping the lights on and keeping the recordings happening and keeping things going. And that's genuinely why we're trying to make the set better and have more
it's
things
not
going
because we want you to observe our beautiful faces and bodies.
Totally.
Benefit.
And consume this how it's easy, however it's easiest for you. But
listen,
if you could.
We're not mad at you.
We're not mad at you. I'm just saying, if you can watch it on the YouTube, it does help the show a little bit more because if we can have numbers there,
okay, then we
start to whatever. You get
it. I get it.
Thanks so much for watching this. We love having you here. Please tell your friends about this crazy show, but only if they're cool. Only if they're cool. Tell them about the show. No, we're genuinely not. We just would love to have you over there.
There's like this online discourse
if you don't
where,
care about where
like small businesses and small creators are like blaming their like constituents and customers for the fact that their shit isn't working. You
what?
Know
why?
Remember that song that's like
that's
it costs that much because it takes me fucking hours.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, chill. Why are you mad at me?
No, totally.
Anyway. Totally. We love you.
We love y'all. No.
We love you bad.
I don't think
we'll
see
you next week.
I don't think we were coming across as mad at people.
No, no, no. I don't think we were either. No. I was just being dramatic.
But if you can consume it on the YouTube, that's great. Obviously, consume it however you wish. We just want to keep making it. And we love that people are watching it. Tell your friends about it. Thank you so much. We love y'all. 2026, girl, cook something. And hey, Piper, put your shoes on. Piper, put your shoes on. And to our youngest listeners...